You believe in personal effort. How dare you, in this big universe, to believe only in your personal effort or collective effort, a group of you, not to understand the universe as it is and why the choices are here. Choices are not here to save an animal. Every animal has that interpretation, but the choices are here because that's the way all the improvement is here. All the changes are here. Then, remember, next story. Then, let's say you want really to learn. If you want to learn, you have to change your attitude. And the funny thing is, you will change your attitude when you see something, and when you see something that you don't expect to see it, and all that, because you are the messenger of the scientific department of Julius Caesar coming here. Why are you listening to me? This was his story, really. He said, why are you listening to me? If you think this speech is useful for you, you will find nothing here, because we have nothing to offer. Here we talk about the feeling and the heart. We are not talking about success and having something. Remember, that was the messenger. And when the messenger started to talk, he said, look, it's you. And he was talking about you, right? Or about the guy. No, it was about you. He said, look at you. Let's say I give you the best opportunity. The wisest of the wisest is here. Okay? Could you believe in that? You have difficulties, national difficulties about it. But imagine all the universe from the beginning to the end, and the wisest of all from the future with a time machine is here. Ask your questions. You have only two silly questions. Do you remember? He guessed it, and he was right, wasn't it? Your first question is the group of how. Right? He said, how the spirit came in me. And your second question is why. Look at the children. That's the way everybody does it. First how, then why. And he answered your both question. How? You tell me. How?
How the sun is shining.
You tell me why.
That's the way.
Honest to God. Honest to God. The way I understand it, if you could really put it in a nutshell, when you said, when you were asking how, I said, magic. And when you said why, I said, because the sky is high.
Because when?
Because the sky is high. Exactly, he said that, remember? He said, first how. When you ask how, you're silly. I'm telling you, this is that love is exception. Love is not something that you could find the essence and inject it in someone. It's magical. Okay? So, that's how. Why? Is it? With why? Let's see. You are the intelligent one, right? So what do you mean with why? Said you're looking for a benefit, right? He said, look at you. Your question has, there's some benefit in your question? That's why. For you to ask. In a way, he said, this is not what we are looking about. Then the guy said, okay, I'm sorry. When the guy changed, then next story was the story of? Love. The parrot. The story of love. That one I insist. If you don't believe in my categorization and explanation and all that, doesn't matter. Go and do the research. If you found one paragraph, even close to the opening paragraph of the parrot, talking about love precisely and only about love, I will take back whatever, because this is the story of love. What is the story of love? Love of the parrot means what? Means this is some thought, some imagination, something in you. This is the parrot. But as long as it is in you, it's useless. Why? Because this parrot is not in love with you. It's yours. But it's in love with the other parrots. This is the one that should be freed from your merchant. How? By dying. What is dying? He brought in two words, remember? He said, need and fakr means poverty. In need and poverty, right? Then the parrot is happy and you will be happy. That was the love story. Then what? Then said, excuse me. I talked about the others, right? I said, you should come out of yourself. Love, as long as you're imprisoned voluntarily in yourself and you think that you're center of the universe, you don't understand the love. You should come out, right? But excuse me, when I said come out, your intelligence suddenly went to the public. That's not what I meant. This going around and pleasing everyone is not the subject of love. You should pray only for one and one only subject of love, which is Ha, which is the truth, which is just, justice, real and essence of everything. Right? These were the first seven stories. How do I remember it? Because I did it like this. I mean, like this you could remember it. As long as you remember eight stories, three paragraphs, memorize, because verse to verse you should go back to them. Then eight stories. We'll cover the first part. Eight stories that talks about the problem of your intelligence, the problem of your point of view, problem of your egocentrism, problem of your duality. Yes, dividing everything to two, this or that, black or white. Then the problem of the benefit and the scientific tendencies in you. Then he talked about what love is really, and he said, you should come out, but by out, I don't mean the public, right? Then, the eighth story, he said, then, let's go back to you. In you, there is a duality, because there is two you. One you is your intelligence, which is listening to me now. The other you. Do you have an intelligence? If your answer is yes, therefore there is a you having that intelligence. Intelligence is yours. Brain is a member of you. So you have it. Okay? I'm talking to that one. But this intelligence doesn't let me. They fight to each other. So please teach something very simple to your intelligence. What is that simple thing that your intelligence should remember? Oh, you.
It's a servant. It's a servant.
You could divorce it. It's disposable. It's not me. Do you remember how we started? We started with, it was made for me. We finished that. I could let go of it. Because it's not in real me. Imagine, I was born in an isolated village with a very bizarre attitude and philosophy. Okay? And I lived there for 30 years. Then by some accident, our village was discovered, tourists came here, and I immigrated to Canada. Do I change or I remain the same? I'm talking about my intelligence. It will change drastically, right? So, my intelligence is mine. I'm not hers. She wants to be in control. Your intelligence wants to be in total control, and we said, first you should learn that she is secondary. So the decision is not hers. Decision is yours. What is hers? Your partner's, right? Decision is yours. What is hers? Information about outside. Information about the caliph outside and everything. Then you could come out. And that's it. The first step is to come out of the prison of your intelligence. That was 8 stories, as simple as that. Was it or not? Now, the second part. Second part, there are a couple of things exactly the same way. Before going back, let me see. There is the first group of paragraphs. Here it's not the story, it's mainly the subject. The first group, we saw it in 3 paragraphs, you remember. Last time here, we reviewed 3 paragraphs. In those 3 paragraphs, we heard something. Something about what? You could say, the first thing was, okay, if you understood all of this, you have to do it. This is not a science. This is not a knowledge to understand. This is a way of life. It should be applied because the feeling is not in reading. The feeling is in application. Like what? Let's say there is this beautiful book. No, I'm sorry, some of you are not familiar with books. You have to go to TV and things like that. There is good, this good, lovely report, good narration, good music, and a very good picturesque documentary about climbing Himalaya, going to the top, to the Everest. And it's nice to look at, right? You could be a couch potato and watch it. And several times. And even talk a lot about the good feeling over there. And look at them and blah, 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 blah. But could you feel? How does it feel really to arrive over there? Could you? No. Would you? Never. Can you? Never. Then what? If you like that movie and you watch it again and again, and every single weekend you climb up a little hill, then you could have, you Kudahabu, Kudahabu.